on this episode of the Release Show, F9, The Fast Saga, we discuss the 9th film in the Fast and Furious franchise, and it happens right now.
The Everett Lee Show Podcast, a shot of entertainment.
F9, 2021, is directed by Justin Lin, written by Daniel Casey, Justin Lin, and Alfredo Botello. With the 9th film planned since 2014, Lin was confirmed as director in October 2017, returning to the franchise for the first time since directing Fast and Furious 6 in 2013. F9 is the first film of the franchise since the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, not to be written by Chris Morgan. Dwayne Johnson, who appeared in previous 4 films, was announced to return in April 2017, but confirmed his absence in January 2019, making this the first film of the franchise since Fast and Furious not to star him. The rest of the cast was finalized with addition of John Cena 6 months later. Brian Tyler returned to compose the score. Excuse me. Principal photography began on June 19th and lasted until November, with filming locations including London, Edinburgh, Los Angeles, Thailand, to name a few, with an estimate production of $200 to $225 million. F9 was originally scheduled for worldwide release by Universal Pictures on April 19th, 2019, but was delayed several times. First due to the release of Hobbs and Shaw in 2019 and the planned release of the Metro Goodwin Meyer film No Time to Die in 2021, and then the COVID-19 pandemic. It premiered in South Korea and released internationally on May 20th, 2021, and was released in United Kingdom on June 24th, then released in the United States on June 25th. The film received mostly mixed reviews from critics, with some praises for its stunts and Lin's direction, while it was criticized for its unrealistic action sequences, lack of plot, and revision of troops. It set several pandemic box office records and grossed over $726 million worldwide, becoming the 5th highest grossing film of 2021. The sequel, Fast X, Fast 10, is set to be released in the United States on May 19th, 2023. I remember seeing that year when 2020 started, watched Super Bowl with my friends. What were previews for movies they're going to show? Boom, they showed the trailer for F9, the 9th film, which came out in 2020. However, the pandemic, North Korea, China, you know, they screwed up the rest of the world. They basically screwed up everything for everyone, and especially with movies coming out in 2020. And I mean, no one was going out to see movies in 2020. You were watching stuff at home, which made it where they released movies at home. And thanks to the pandemic, delayed the release for this film, and also a lot of other, you know, films at that time that got released a year later. So they were trying to release this somewhere around the 20th or like 30th, I don't know, anniversary of the franchise. So that's pretty much what they planned on doing, you know, right there. In November 2014, Universal Pictures chairwoman Donna Langenson told The Hollywood Reporter that there would be at least three more films in the franchise after Fury 7. In October 2017, Diesel revealed in a Facebook Live video that Justin Lin, who directed every film from The Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift through Fast and Furious 6, would be returning for the 9th and 10th films. In May 2018, Daniel Casey was hired to write the screenplay after Morgan left due to his work on Hobbs and Shaw. Neil H. Moraes returned as producer of the 9th main installment after being let out of Hobbs and Shaw. Again, in April 2017, Diesel and Johnson stated that they would return. In October 2017, Jordana Brewster, who portrayed Mia Toretto in 5 of the franchise films, was set to reprise her role for the 9th and 10th entries. On April 4th, 2018, Johnson stated that he was now unsure if he would return for the 9th film due to working on the spinoff, and he confirmed on January 2019 that he nor Statham would return for the 9th film due to production of the spinoff. In June 2019, John Cena was officially cast in the film after an itinerant announcement from Diesel in April. In July 2019, Finn Cole, Anna Swanee, and Vincent Bennett joined the cast for filming. The same month, it was announced that Helen Mirren and Charlize Theron would reprise their roles, with Michelle Rodriguez also confirmed a return. Michael Rooker and MMA fighter Francis Narraga, added to the cast in August. In October 2019, Ozuna and Cardi B joined the cast of the film. Wow. Principal photography began on June 24, 2019 at Levinson Studio in Hertfordshire, England. Filming took place in Los Angeles and London and took place in Thailand for the first time, and they used those locations. Part of the film was shot in Georgia. Filming wrapped on November 11, 2019. In July 2019, stuntwoman Joe Watts, who doubled for Diesel, sustained a serious head injury during filming. In September 2020, Michelle Rodriguez confirmed the film would be set in outer space as well, which was teased by Diesel. Yeah, the car and launching the space rocket thing. Yeah. So, yeah. That was funny there. But the reception, F9 grossed $173 million in the United States and Canada and $553.2 million in other territories for a worldwide total of $726.2 million. This film, man, the story was that Dominic Toretto and Mia Toretto had a younger brother, Jacob Toretto. Jacob was played by John Cena, and they showed some flashbacks. And what I liked about the backstory that fit Jacob Toretto into this was the fact that, if you remember from the first Fast and Furious film, when Dom was in the garage talking to Brian, talking about his dad who liked racing, they did that whole opening sequence of the flashback of when his dad died at the track, at what happened. And of course, Jacob, who was there, which was never mentioned forever, but apparently Jacob was going out on his own business, which you saw in different like flashbacks on how he got basically kicked out of the family, the real family. But I do like the flashbacks when you have the younger Jacob, younger Dom, and younger Mia, and then you get to see the original cast members that in the flashback sequences, their younger selves, which was like Mia, Dom, Vince, and Michelle Rodriguez's Letty, those four when they were younger, which I thought was great. And then, of course, the over-the-top action sequences. The magnets. I talk about this all the time out of this film. When I think about this film, the magnets, the physics and stuff. That I thought that was cool. The magnets and the cars and stuff. You know, it's like unrealistically. But it was still a fun part of the movie. And the relationship you get to see with Dom and Jacob. And it introduces Mia back into this film. Because Mia kept in contact forever with Jacob, you know, and didn't tell Dom. Of course, Dom all mad and stuff, you know, you could tell on his face, you know, it's like, well, that's your brother, man. It's your younger brother. Yeah, he screwed up. You see that in the past. You see that in the film and everything and stuff. But the biggest plot twist of this film would have to be the return of Han. How that all comes about. And he faked his death thanks to Mr. Nobody, Kurt Russell. And there's a big plot twist, the reason why he faked his death and stuff. But there's some stuff here I do want to mention here. That Red Digital Cinema paid for heavy production placement of their Hydrogen 1 smartphone. However, poor sales caused the company to discontinue it and exit the smartphone business in November 2019 after filming had complete, but months before the film was to be released. The COVID-19 pandemic delayed the film until mid-2021, over a year after the phone was discontinued. Released exactly 20 years after the Fast and Furious. They were trying to get Fast 10 be released, you know, on the 20-year mark. But thanks to China and the COVID-19 pandemic that delayed it. But again, Vin Diesel posted a picture on social media wishing a happy birthday to Jordana Brewster. In the caption, he gave a hint of Brewster's return in the sequel after her character retired in Furious 7. This is the first film in the series since Too Fast, Too Furious not to be written or co-written by Chris Morgan. Roman's comments that, quote, you know, ain't nobody going to believe us, right? Was improv, but Justin Lin loved it as an observation, just as on the Space Adventure, but on the franchise itself. None of them could have imagined the global phenomenon that would arise from the early, far smaller films. One of Vin Diesel's sons plays a character known as Little Brian, seen near both the beginning and end of the movie. Tyrese Gibson announced on November 1st, 2017, that he would not be in this movie if Dwayne Johnson was in it. The two did not get along, and Tyrese refused to work with him in November 2017. When Johnson announced that he would pass on the movie, Gibson's participation was ensured again. Justin Lin returned as director. He last directed Fast and Furious 6 from 2013. Justin Lin has been a fan of Universal Pictures logo since childhood, and he chose this old style once the one to coincide with the opening of the late 80s set flashback. During the last 10 minutes, a 70s Dodge Charger 500 could be seen in the barn of Dom and Letty's farm. This is the same and famous car that Dom drives in Fast and Furious from 2001, Fast and Furious from 2009, and Fast 5 from 2011, and Furious 7 2015. Towards the end of the prior movies, the car kept on getting destroyed, but Dom keeps on repairing it afterwards off screen. Justin Lin's F9 commentary teases future films when he mentions Cypher's comment about Jacob jawline, the Nordic strain, and tip off to where upcoming films will be going. I'm not going to spoil it here, but I'm hoping that in the next few years we're going to be able to tell that story. Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, and Jordana Brewster are the only remaining cast members from the Fast and Furious 2001. Let's see. There's a bunch of stuff here. here we go. Justin Lin loved the concept of bringing in the Last Toretto, someone never mentioned across the previous eight films, but he was incredibly nervous that they wouldn't be able to find someone to help pull it off. He met with John Cena, though, and within the first 30 seconds, I was able to breathe. Vin Diesel posted a video to social media indicating that filming had begun on June 27, 2019. The film in the series since Fast and Furious 6, 2013, to shoot primarily on Super 35mm film. On one of the scenes included in Director's Cut is a brief reunion between Dom and Mia after she arrives at Dom and Letty's remote farm to babysit little Brian prior to Dom joining his team on their mission to Monacuasco. Takes place after the events of Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, which is around 2 to 3 years after Fate of the Furious from 2017. So, this film right here, again, over-the-top action, unrealistic action, the backstory with Jacob working with Cypher, you know, I mean, it just has that, you know, intertwine. Han coming back from the dead. And then, of course, you got an appearance from Twinkie and Sean from the Tokyo Drift. This will be like the third appearance that Sean has made in the Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, Furious 7, and now F9. So, I said this to a friend. Dude became a drift king in Tokyo Drift. And you still, you know, seen that with Furious 7 with his small role. Now the guy's making rockets with Twinkie and the scientist guy who was a friend of Sean's love interest in Tokyo Drift. But I do like at the end when everyone's at the Toretto house and they're all having barbecue there. You got the cast, from Tokyo Drift there. And when Sean sees Han alive, his jaw drops, couldn't believe it. And then they basically were going to sit down and have, you know, they're going to say grace and eat. And they had one empty seat. And it's like, we can't start, you know. And you see this skyline pull up into the house, which was, you know, in the driveway, which was Brian, the last scene, which I thought was great. I mean, I thought it was, like, awesome. But also, too, in this here, you get a mid-credit scene. In the mid-credit scenes, Decker comes face-to-face with Han, and he's shocked to see him alive. And if you've been at this time watching the trailers for Fast and Furious 10, you see the interaction that Sean or Han and Shaw have, which I can't wait to see. Can't wait to see. But all in all, backstory with the Lost Toretto, Cypher, and another software thing to take over the world. And I like how Jacob Toretto jumps from being the villain to basically helping out his real family at the end of the movie when he gets double crossed. And it's like, you know what, might as well stick with family. And then when Dom and him patched up things and he forgave Jacob and he said he was sorry, that's all Jacob needed, man. And I can't wait to see what type of role he'll play in the next film, on the 10th film. But besides that, my favorite part is the magnets. I just love physics. Unrealistically and realistic. So, there you go. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, watching the video portion, and downloading the audio portion of this podcast. I'm Everly. I'm signing off. We'll see you again next time for another new episode of The Everett Lee Show. Peace!
Follow The Everett Lee Show on the following social media platforms: Facebook, The Everett Lee Show, Twitter, at the Everett Lower Score Lee. Instagram, Everett Lee. Subscribe, follow, The Everett Lee Show, on the following platforms. Anchor.fm/Everett Lee Show. YouTube, Everett Lee. And Johnners Podcast Network, WrestlingWithJohnners.com.